Thus says the Lord God, I will take the children of Israel from among the nations to which they have come, and gather them from all sides to bring them back to their land. I will make them one nation upon the land. Never again shall they be two nations, and never again shall they be divided into two kingdoms. Mid-pandemic, post-election, this passage needs no commentary or exploration to tug at our hearts, kindle our hope, or at least cause us to say, please God, if only. Yes, we are divided. Yes, we are fractured. Yes, we are confronted by, or spread ourselves, bitterness, anger, suspicion, and hate. But all three readings for today remind us none of this is inevitable. None of this is of God. That which is divided shall be made whole. That which is broken shall be mended. The flock that is scattered will be regathered. And we don't need to wait for God to do it for us. We just need to do what Jesus did, to follow what he has already shown us, to dine with those whom we shouldn't, to speak with those whom we don't want to engage, to sit with those whom we'd rather not. We can do this. We should have been doing this all along. We've had the template for 2,000 years. But though we've sometimes failed, we can, we must start again. We get another chance. To adapt Confucius, the best time to start doing what Jesus did was 2,000 years ago. The second best time is today, right now.
Jesus prayed before he died.
To this table now we come.
Make them one, this whole world wide.
From the many make us one.
Every shade and tribe and tongue.
To this table now we come.
Male and female, old and young.
From the many make us one. When we sing and when we cry, as we live and as we die, to this table now we come. From the many make us one.
Jesus washed their feet and cried,
to this table now we come.
Grieved the deeds that would divide,
from the many make us one.
Thou wast down now each to one,
to this table now we come.
Make this world a banquet hall.
Table now we come, from the many make us one. Broken poor, from the many make us one.
Saints of heaven.